This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is going to be your second trip down now. What will be a little bit different in comparison to the first time you guys went down?
Oh my God. So the first trip we went down, we weren't even expecting to see what we've seen. The tears that were shed when we arrived, and through the images that we were sharing to Western New York, and we came back, we expected that we were going to buy or rent one box truck and then made the choice to rent two. And by the time we came to Western New York back home, our driveway was already full with items from the public. And once we started loading items, we had to get a third box truck, and then a fourth, and then a fifth. So we have a huge outpouring from Western New York that we are still trying to comprehend. We cannot thank Western New York enough for the help that they're allowing us to send down to the south to help people that have no water, that still have no food, no medicine. This is a very, very important mission for us.
What does it mean to you to be a part of something this big? I mean,
It's truly amazing. I did not expect this ever. And we've been overcome with so many emotions of good ones, sad ones. We are still trying to process this. And when we get back, we're going to have to take some time off. This way we can gather everything that we, gather our thoughts, get together with friends and family, and make sure everybody knows that we're safe. We're hoping to announce when we get back that we're going to have a huge celebration for everybody from Western New York. We're just trying to find the venue.
Sean, when it comes to this convoy, I mean, this convoy already as it is full of supplies is massive, but you're tagging up with Angola, Silver Creek as well, as they've also contributed. What does that mean that it's not just your group that's coming together to help these people in need, but it's also other people across the Western New York?
It's so very important that we have fire departments coming with us, because they have the training expertise for these type of missions. Unfortunately, we got news yesterday that five firemen that were trying to make a rescue attempt slid down a mountainside when the ground gave way, and two firemen were killed in that incident. So, being a former first responder myself, these rescuers are hugely in my thoughts, and a lot of these supplies are for these rescuers as well.
Absolutely. I guess my last question, I know after you get back from this trip, will there be another one?
We have it in the mix of cards that we might be doing a third trip, but it probably will not be as this big. We're going to do it a little bit more privately. This way we can go back down there and stay with the family and loved ones that we've reached out to, and just spend time with them and hear their stories more. And we'll be sharing those as we go along.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.